Hello, dear friends. Carol Side here with an important message from my heart. I'm sorry to say that when the founders of the homeschool movement died, their messages actually died with them. We don't want that to happen with Homeschool Made Simple. To that end, we have recently become a nonprofit ministry and are working hard to ensure this simple, inexpensive, and enjoyable method of educating our children will continue for many generations to come. If you and your family have benefited from our ministry, would you consider partnering with us financially? Our board has told us that monthly commitments are extremely helpful because they allow us to plan for the year. But one-time gifts here at the end of the year are also very much appreciated. As you pray together daily as a family, would you pray that the Lord would bless and guide us as we look to the future? And please visit our website, homeschoolmadesimple.net/donate, to partner with us in this next chapter. We can't wait to see what the Lord has in store. Blessings.
Is there anything better than snuggling up on the couch with a warm drink and a favorite story? Gather the family around to listen to this very special book that encapsulates the Christmas season. You're listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. This is a podcast to help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. Carol Joy Side has been helping families homeschool for several decades now through her literature-based approach to education. In this episode from the archive, Carol reads one of her favorite Christmas stories, Papa Panov's Special Day, which is a retelling of a story by Leo Tolstoy. Before we get into the episode, I want to share with you about an online bookstore we've put together in partnership with 10 of Those Books. 10 of Those compiles books from a bunch of different publishers to give Christians access to wonderful books at great prices and with $1 shipping on every order. You can check out our online bookstore with some of our favorite titles for spiritual formation, biographies, and books mentioned on the podcast. Check it out through the link in the show notes. Now get cozy. It's time for a read aloud.
I wanted to share with you my very, very favorite Christmas read aloud. It's a picture book that was published by Lion Press in England, and it's called Papa Panov's Special Day. It's been adapted from Tolstoy's short story, and it's been retold by Mig Holder and illustrated by Toni Morris. A long time ago, almost too long to remember, there lived an old shoemaker. His home was far away, almost too far to imagine, in a small Russian village. His name was Panov, but nobody called him Panov or Mr. Panov or even Shoemaker Panov. Wherever he went in the village, he was known as Papa Panov because everybody was so fond of him. Papa Panov was not very rich. All he owned in the world was one small room looking out onto the village street. And in that one room, he lived and slept and made shoes. But neither was he very poor. He had all of his shoemaking tools, a beautiful cast iron stove to cook his food and warm his hands, a great wicker chair where he sat and snoozed, a good firm bed with a patchwork cover, and a little oil lamp to see by when evening crept in. And there were so many people who wanted new shoes made or old ones patched and sold and healed that Papa Panov always had enough money to buy bread from the bakers, coffee from the grocers, and cabbage to make soup for his dinner. So Papa Panov was quite happy most of the time. Most of the time his eyes would sparkle through his little round spectacles, and he would sing and whistle and shout a cheery greeting to people passing by. But on this particular day, it was different. Papa Panov stood sadly in the window of his little shop and thought of his wife who had died many years before, and of his sons and daughters who had all grown up and gone away. It was Christmas Eve, and everybody else was at home with their families. Papa Panov looked up and down the village street and saw windows bright with candles and lamps and Christmas trees. He heard laughter and squeals of children playing games, and the faint smell of roasting meat crept through the cracks around the door and window of his little shop. Dearie, dearie, said Papapanov, pulling at his long gray mustache and shaking his head slowly from side to side. Dearie, dearie. And there was nobody to bring back the sparkle behind his little red spectacles. Papapanov sighed a great sigh. Then he slowly lit the oil lamp, went to a high shelf, and lifted down an old brown book. He dusted some scraps of leather off the bench, set a pot of coffee on the stove, sat down in the great wicker chair, and began to read. Now, Papapanov had never been to school and could not read very well. So as he went, he ran his finger along the lines, saying the words out loud. This was the story of Christmas. He read how a little boy Jesus was born, not in a good warm house, but in a cowshed, because there wasn't any room at the inn where his mother and father had asked to stay the night. Dearie, dearie, said Papapanov, pulling at his long mustache, if they had come here, they could have slept on my good bed, and I would have covered the little boy with my patchwork quilt. I should like some company and a little child to play with. Papapanov got up and poked the stove. It was becoming quite foggy outside, so he turned up the lamp. He poured himself a mug of coffee and went back to his book. He read how the rich men traveled across the desert to bring wonderful presents for the little boy Jesus, presents of gold and sweet-smelling spices. Dearie, dearie, sighed Papapanov, if Jesus came here, I shouldn't have anything to give him. Then he smiled, and his eyes sparkled behind his little round spectacles. He got up from the table and went over to the high shelf. On it was a dusty box tied with string. He opened the box and unwrapped a pair of tiny shoes. Papapanov held one small shoe in each hand and stood very still. They were the best shoes he had ever made. He put them lovingly away in their box and lowered his old limbs back into the great wicker chair. That's what I would have given him, he murmured. He sighed a deep sigh and turned his attention to the book once more. Now, whether it was the warmth of the room or whether it was because it was getting late, who can say? But it wasn't long before Papapanov's bony finger slid from the page, his little round spectacles slipped from his nose, and he fell sound asleep. Outside, the fog grew thicker. Dim figures glided past the window, but the old shoemaker slumbered on, snoring gently. Suddenly, Papa! Papapanov! Said a voice in the room. The old man jumped. His gray mustache quivered. Who is it? He cried, looking about him vaguely. He could see so little without his spectacles, but there seemed to be no one there. Papapanov, said the voice again, you wished that you had seen me, that I had come to your little shop, and that you could bring me a gift. Look out into the street from dawn to dusk tomorrow, and I will come. Be sure you recognize me, for I shall not say who I am. Then all was quiet. Papapanov rubbed his eyes and sat up with a start. The charcoal in the stove had burned low and the lamp had gone out altogether, but outside, bells were ringing everywhere. Christmas had come. It was him, said the old man to himself. That was Jesus. He pulled at his mustache thoughtfully. Perhaps it was a dream. No matter. I will watch and hope that he'll visit me on Christmas Day. But how shall I know him? He was not always a little boy. He grew to be a man, a king. They said he was God himself. The old man shook his head. Dearie, dearie, he said slowly, I shall have to look very carefully. Papapanov did not go to bed that night. He sat in his wicker chair facing the window and kept watch for the very first person to pass that way. Little by little, the sun's rays crept up over the hill and began to brighten the long, cobbled street outside. Nobody was coming yet. I'll just make a nice pot of coffee for my Christmas breakfast, said Papapanov to himself cheerfully. I'll stoke up the charcoal in the stove and brew a huge jug of steaming coffee, but I'll keep an eye on the window all the while. I hope he will come today. So Papapanov waited. At last, there was someone. A figure came into view at the far end of the winding road. Papapanov pressed his face to the frosty glass. He was very excited. Perhaps this was Jesus, coming to see him. Then he stepped back, disappointed. The figure was coming closer, trudging slowly up the street, stopping every now and then. Papapanov knew who it was, the old road sweeper who came each week with his barrow and broom. Papapanov felt cross. He had better things to do than watch out for an old road sweeper. He was waiting for God, for the king, Jesus. He turned away from the window impatiently and waited till he thought the old fellow had passed by. But when he turned back, the road sweeper was there on the other side of the road, opposite Papapanov's shop. He had set down his barrow and was rubbing his hands together and stamping his feet. Papapanov felt sorry. The poor road sweeper did look very cold, and imagine having to work on Christmas Day. Papapanov tapped on the window, but the old fellow did not hear. So he went and opened the door of the little shop. "Hey," he called from the doorway. "Hey, old chap." The road sweeper looked around anxiously. People were often very rude to him because of his job, but Papapanov was smiling. "How about a cup of coffee?" he called. "You look frozen to the bone." The road sweeper left his barrow at once. "Don't mind if I do," he said, shuffling into the tiny shop. "It's very kind of you. Very kind." Papapanov poured out a mug of coffee from the jug on the stove. "It's the least I can do," he said over his shoulder. "After all, it is Christmas," the old fellow sniffed. "Well, this is all the Christmas I'll get." As he warmed himself at the stove, thin drifts of steam rose from his damp clothes, making a sour smell in the room. Papapanov returned to his place at the window and gazed up and down the street. "You expecting visitors?" asked the old road sweeper gruffly. "Not in the way, am I?" Papapanov shook his head. "Well, have you heard of Jesus?" he asked. "The Son of God?" asked the old man. "He's coming today," replied Papapanov. The old man looked at him in astonishment. So Papapanov told him the whole story. "So that's why I'm watching out for him," he finished at last. The road sweeper set down his mug, shook his head gloomily, and made for the door. "Well, the best of luck," he said, "and thanks for the coffee." For the first time, the road sweeper smiled. Then he hurried off into the street, collecting his barrow as he went. Papapanov stood in the open doorway and watched the road sweeper disappear. He looked up and down the street. The winter sun was shining brightly, and its rays even gave off a little warmth, which was melting the frost on the window and the slippery ice on the cobblestones. People were beginning to stir. A few drunks staggered home after the parties the night before. Families in smart clothes hurried on their way to visit relatives. They nodded and smiled at Papapanov as he stood on the threshold of his shop. "Merry Christmas, Papapanov," they called, and the old shoemaker nodded and smiled back, but he didn't stop them. He knew them all by name. He was waiting for someone else. He was just about to shut the door and go inside when something caught his eye. Stumbling along in the shadows close to the wall was a young woman. Carrying a baby. She was very thin. Her face was tired, and her clothes were shabby. Papapanov watched her. Suddenly he called out, "Hello! Why don't you come in and warm yourself?" She looked up startled and made as if to run away, but she saw the old shoemaker's eyes sparkling behind his spectacles. "You're very kind," she said, as he stood aside for her to enter his little shop. Papapanov shrugged. "Oh, no, not really. You just look so cold. Have you got far to go?" "To the next village," she replied flatly, "about 4 miles. I used to lodge down at the mill, but I have no money left to pay the rent, so I must go and ask my cousin to take me in. I have no husband, you see." The woman went inside and stood by the stove. Papapanov took the baby in his arms. "Will you share some bread and soup with me?" he asked. But the woman shook her head proudly. "Well, some milk for the child then," he said. "I'll heat some on the stove." "Don't worry," his eyes sparkled. "I've had children of my own." The child chuckled and kicked his feet. "Deary, deary," said Papapanov, shaking his head. "The poor mite has no shoes." "I've none to give him," said the young woman. As Papapanov sat feeding the little boy, a thought came into his mind. He pushed it away, but it came back. The box from his high shelf, the pair of tiny shoes he had made so long ago. They might fit the baby. So Papapanov got them down from the shelf and tried them on the child's feet. They fitted exactly. Perfect. "There. You can have those," he said softly. The young woman was overjoyed. "How can I thank you enough?" she cried. But Papapanov didn't hear. He was looking anxiously out of the window. Had Jesus gone by while he was feeding the child? Something the matter? Asked the young woman kindly. Have you heard of Jesus who was born at Christmas? Replied the old shoemaker. The girl nodded. He's coming today, said Papapanov. He promised. And he told her all about the dream, if it was a dream. The young woman listened until he had finished. She looked as if she didn't believe him at all, but she patted the old shoemaker's hand kindly. Well, I hope your dream comes true, she said. You deserve it for being so good to me and the baby. And with that, she went on her way. Papapanov closed the door behind her, and after boiling up a big dish of cabbage soup for his dinner, took up his place at the window once again. Hours ticked by, and people came and went. Papapanov looked closely at everyone who passed, but Jesus did not come. Then he began to be afraid. Perhaps Jesus had come and he had not recognized him. Perhaps he had passed by quickly when Papapanov had turned away just for a second to poke the fire or boil the soup. The old shoemaker could sit still no longer. He went to the door of the little shop for one last look. All sorts of people came by, children and old men, beggars and grannies, cheerful people and grumpy people. To some he gave a smile, to some a nod, and to the beggars a coin or a hunk of bread. But Jesus did not come. As dusk fell and the gray December fog began creeping up again, the old shoemaker sadly lit his oil lamp and sat down wearily in the great wicker chair. He took out his book to read, but his heart was too heavy, and his eyes were too tired to make out the words on the page. It was only a dream, after all, he said to himself sadly. I wanted to believe it so much. I wanted him to come. And two great tears welled up behind his spectacles and filled his eyes so that he could hardly see. At once, it seemed as if there was someone in the room. Through his tears, Papapanov seemed to see a long line of people passing across the little shop. The road sweeper was there, and the woman with her child, all the people he had seen and spoken to that day. And as they passed, they whispered one by one, Didn't you see me? Didn't you see me, Papapanov? Who are you? Cried the old shoemaker, struggling out of his chair. Who are you? Tell me. And there came the same voice as the night before, though where it came from, Papapanov could not have said. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me water. I was cold, and you took me in. These people you have helped today, all the time you were helping them, you were helping me. Then everything was quiet. The tears dried in the old man's eyes, and there was no one to be seen. Dearie, dearie, cried Papapanov slowly, pulling at his long gray mustache. So he came after all. The old shoemaker shook his head from side to side thoughtfully. Then he smiled, and the sparkle came back behind his little round spectacles.
You've been listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or share this episode with a friend. It means so much when you help us spread the message of Homeschool Made Simple with others. Thanks for joining us this week on the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. Remember, Jesus' commandments are not burdensome. What he calls you to do, he will enable you to do. Blessings.